We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
What's with the pants? Welcome to Sabres Live. We have big breaking news today from the optional morning skate, and it involves Devon Levi, his choice of lower half garment, and the color scheme that it was in, which was not Buffalo, nor was it Northeastern. And the Sabres have themselves a game tonight against the Devils, but we're not expecting Devon Levi to play. Quickly on the pants,
yes, we do have a guest arriving right now. The pants, basically Rochester Americans issued pants, probably the only one that he could find that are with specs to the NHL and fit.
Yep.
So I'm sure they're going to be covering that soon and that he will get his own pants. But right now, he looked a little bit like a Christmas tree. Everybody's got black and red on. He's got the blue and gold gear,
yes,
and the red and blue and white pants. So Devon Levi looking a little bit like a Christmas tree. Not this guy,
not
though.
This
he
guy.
Looks good.
Chris,
looks really good.
Clean, ready to go. Riley Stillman, we're getting you mic'd up and welcome. Welcome to Sabres Live.
Hey, thank you.
Nice to see you.
I'm sure you've been watching the show every day, so you know all about it.
You know, Don purposely has practice set up right at that time, so nobody ever has
it's
to pay.
It's in the locker room, though, when they come off the ice.
How are you doing as far as, just everything that has happened for you career-wise here in the last couple of months, the transition, the playoff race, the challenges that the team's going through? How are you feeling?
You know what? Good. I mean, it was kind of been a crazy year for me, obviously, with going and moving from Chicago to Van and then Van here, but it's been exciting. Obviously, we haven't been the direction that we've gone in the last little bit. We obviously wanted to put together some more wins, but I think we have such a good group and a good identity as a group that it'll come and resolve itself. I think we're coming in the right direction. We just need to keep going.
I know you guys are wearing the goat head, the red and black jersey tonight. You really took it another level because you're wearing all black today.
Yeah.
But as I'm looking at you, the corner of your left eye is very red. How is that feeling? Because I'm looking at it, I'm like, holy moly. Does that bother you or is it fine?
No, it's all good. It's just some of the blood that drained in there from the fight a couple weeks ago. But all feels good on that front. It kind of fits the picture of the gear for today, for sure.
And the logo, right? Like the red eye.
Yeah, the red eye, exactly.
100%.
We're on the topic, and I really did want to go down this path with you. What is it like in that moment when you're with a new team and you just choose to stand up and take on that kind of challenge? And, I mean, it's not something you're foreign to through the course of your career, but there has to be something about it when it's new and you're the new guy in town.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely something about it. It's a piece of me. It's a part of me. Obviously, I wouldn't say I'm the toughest guy, but I'm more than willing. And the way the game was going, and at that time, it was the right time to do it to kind of end all the little stuff after the whistle and stuff was a way to put that away, keep hands off our top guys like Dolls and stuff like that. So to me, it felt like the right time. Obviously, it didn't necessarily go the way I wanted it to go, but you know what? That happens. That's part of the game, and that's how it goes.
I'm 0-1 in my career, so I don't have a win in any fights that I've taken part of, so I can't say anything about it. But you mentioned a couple of organizations coming over to Buffalo, new with the team, new with the structure, the system. How's that like? Like, are the systems different from team to team? Is there big changes, or they all kind of fit the same? It's just a matter of adjusting to a teammate, a D partner, and the way teams play.
I think there's adjustments all over. I think at the end of the day, it's one of those things where The systems are relatively similar all over across the board in the NHL. Obviously, we play a little bit different style here, so it takes some adjustments to get into the habits that we have here. And then getting used to your D partner. Obviously, Bush and I were going well there for a while. And getting those adjustments and just getting comfortable with that and finding my game inside that to help move the process forward.
One other thing I noticed, sorry, Duffer, is that, like, Don has talked about it a lot the last couple of years, about how you defend not just by skating backwards, right? How you guys as D partners, you know, you'll come across skating forward and angle a team coming in on their breakout or neutral zone. Is that something that's done other places? Is that something that's been changing in the position of a defenseman now, skating more forwards and angling as opposed to just straight backing up and skating backwards?
Yeah, I think the game's changed a little bit in that sense. You look at Chicago and all those cup runs in 10, 13, 15 with Duncan Keith, he was always skating forwards.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that can be very effective to kill plays early, to get in their face, to and not necessarily, you're not necessarily running over people or stopping plays right there, but then you have the guy, he has to chip it, he's on your back. It allows more space to go in a cleaner exits out of your zone. So I think it's something that you're seeing more and more around the league and is exciting to as a player. It allows me to be up and in their face all the time as the puck's coming towards me.
So how would you say you're tweaking that right now based on the recent results, and you don't want to change your identity and how you guys play completely, but where are the little fine details within that to make you guys a little better defensively starting tonight?
I think tonight is just the assertiveness. When you have an opportunity, like we look in the last couple of games, everybody's right there. It's just that little bit extra will to get a job done or to block a shot or get a stick-up puck. It's like we're right there and we're in the right spot. It's just a matter of that will to negate those things. And I think that's something that we need to start doing moving forward, and that starts tonight.
Did you hang out around the locker room a lot as a kid, like with your dad? Like, I mean, Corey Stillman, for those who don't know, he wore number 61 with the Hurricanes as well. So number 61 here is you. I did play against him. He played that mean game. Like, he was always in my face, and I hated him for that. But, no, did you hang out around the locker room, playing mini sticks, like, just create havoc in the locker rooms?
I was there every day that I possibly could. And some days that shouldn't have been there, I was like, hey, Dad, I need to – can I come to the rink? Can I come to the rink? And finally he'd cave, and he'd be like, hey, I don't want to see you today. So I'd be in the back folding towels with the trainers or doing stuff that way, because I generally, even still to this day, I love coming to the rink. I love being at the rink. I love being around the guys and the trainers and stuff like that. It's my happy place, and that started when I was a kid, coming to the rink with him.
You ever get in trouble? Because I'm saying that because my kid got yelled at by John Tortorella, and then Torts called later the house to apologize. It was playoff hockey, and my kid was doing things he shouldn't have been doing. But anyway, ever got in trouble with a coach or anybody?
Not when I was a kid. I did a good job of staying out of the way. There was definitely times where maybe Mini Sticks got a little too aggressive, me and the Kachuk boys in St. Louis there. Or there was a lot of things that had gone that way. Maybe we were making too much noise, but not that I can remember off the top of my head, no.
Okay,
why
good.
Why does it always come back to the Kachucks? Can you imagine that?
I know, seriously. It's like those guys used to run the locker room.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Best attribute of each of your parents?
Best attribute of each of my parents? That's a tough question. Obviously, I would say my mom's is just her ability to take care of us and take care of the house, and she controls, she makes sure everything spins. She's like the engine that keeps going, right? She's always been the one that's there for us from the time I was a little kid all the way through to now, to making everything run like a well-oiled machine. I would say that's her best attribute, is she's a leader, she's our rock for everything, and we owe her a lot for that. And then obviously, best attribute of my dad, there's a lot of that I can go there. I think his honesty and his ability to just be himself and tell you what you need to hear at a time. He is a true leader, and I think that's something that true leaders are good at, where they give their what they believe in every day. So
yeah, that's really important. Who do you rely on? Like, I know you have your coaches, but, you know, some people, it's a friend, a high school buddy, an agent. Like, who's the one person after a game that – good game, bad game, you'll be like, I need to text and I need to get a feedback from?
I think there's a couple different avenues you go there. I mean, obviously my dad is a big part of that for me. My grandfather played as well,
okay,
so I lean
on
him quite a bit. And then I think a good way to keep me on an even keel is I work with a mental skills coach to go about that way. I talk to him almost every day, how things are going, how my day's going, what kind of headspace I'm in, given that position or what happened in the game today, and then we kind of work it out that way. So I think those are the three avenues that I go that way.
A lot of players use, like now you have nutritionists. It used to be just a trainer, like a workout person, and you train your body to be strong. But there's a lot more that comes into play. So would you say that most players have a mental skills coach, or it's getting to that place now?
I think it's getting to that place now. I'm not sure. It's kind of one of those things where I'm not exactly sure how what everyone uses or what works that way, but I was told when I was young that the game's 90% mental, right? I mean, obviously now everyone's at almost on par to the same physical capabilities across the board. Everyone's in shape, coming to training camp. There's no being out of shape. That's just not okay. That just doesn't happen anymore.
I saw guys coming in 25% body fat. That doesn't happen anymore. Rob Ray. Let's not mention Razor.
But so I think with the game being 90% mental, it's such a huge part of the game to allow yourself to get in that headspace. Whether things go good, okay, you're never too high, or things are going bad, okay, I got to park it and move on. But I think that's a huge piece for me.
I'm glad you brought that up. We had Eric Hewson from Same Here Global, which is a mental health organization, not for profit. He joined us on the intermission the other night, and you know they work with a lot of athletes. But again, it's more just creating the openness of it's okay to get out there and talk about everything. And so you bringing that up, I'm curious, like when you talk to the person that you talk with. Is it different every time, or do you kind of follow a pattern to kind of keep you in the right place? If you can talk about it a little bit, like how that helps you on a daily basis, what allows you to kind of get reset with him?
I think it's one of those things where it's a little bit of everything. Obviously, there's some repetitiveness. There's some things that you're constantly going over and constantly working on. But I think the big thing is growth. In order to do that, you have to be in a position where you're uncomfortable. That's the only thing that drives results in that space. Whether that's just looking at things from a different light. But I think we're always trying to do different things. Obviously, there's things we come back to, but trying to push to become a better person every day and a better player and all that stuff. And that forces you to put yourself in uncomfortable positions for growth.
Are you in a hotel? What's the living arrangement now? Like, I mean, that's not easy. That's another thing people don't realize. You get traded, you know, I don't remember who I heard on an interview yesterday saying they spend one day in the hotel. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, when I got traded to Philly, I spent like 3 weeks in the bad hotel too, so I didn't like it. But no, what's it like for you now, living arrangements and all?
I've been in a hotel, probably finished the year out in a hotel here this year, just because with what's going on, and then getting in the playoffs is just something I didn't want to be worried about looking for a place to live or anything like that. I just wanted to focus on hockey and playing. So it's a little different living in a hotel full time, but over the course of my career, I've been a little bit adjusted to hotel life. My Marriott points are pretty good, to say the least. So you know what? It's fine. It's a place to sleep for me. I spend as much time as I can at the rink every day. Like I said earlier, I just love being at the rink. So all I needed is a place to sleep.
And where are your summer roots?
Summer roots are in Peterborough. I'm a Peterborough boy. So we're
on the lake,
cottage.
In the Kawarthas?
In the Kawarthas there, I love to hunt and fish and do all that stuff. So I think my summer routine revolves around get up, work out, and then try and enjoy the day on the water. Get up, work out, skate, water.
I drove through Peterborough for the first time about a month ago. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, once you go past Peterborough and you're going north, like no cell reception. You're on your own. You are with nature, and that's it.
That's the place for me to be. That's the place I love. I always said when everything comes to an end, whenever day that is for me, I'll be on a farm somewhere up there, and that'll be the route for me.
Fabulous. That's great awesome. Great to finally have you on the show.
Perfect.
And best of luck tonight. Hey, thank you, Riley.
Thank you. Now you can go back either to your hotel room or back to the locker room, whichever place you want to go.
We'll see what happens. Might need a nap today.
Yeah, absolutely. And we want to encourage you. Marty's wearing the T-shirt tonight. And, of course, we have Military Appreciation Night here at the arena. Is wearing is a design as the Sabres, have partnered with 26 Shirts to bring you this in honor of Military Appreciation Night. A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Buffalo and Erie County Naval and Military Park and support the ongoing maintenance of the USS the Sullivan. So you can get yours at 26shirts.com. It's a beautiful shirt. Obviously, Del Reed and our friends over at 26 Shirts have been doing so many great things now for so many years in the Western New York community, and this is a beauty. And it's a fixture. The USS Sullivan's is a fixture here on the waterfront. When you come down to Canalside and you spend any portion of any day down here, that's what you've come to see. So it was bordering on tragic what was happening to the ship, and the community rallied and continues to rally to make sure that it maintains its place on Buffalo's waterfront. So really excited that this can be. I've done the tour. Yeah,
it's fantastic. It's awesome.
I've done the tour, and it's honestly, it's indescribable, because how could anyone who has not served for our country, served in the military in any capacity, how could you possibly understand what it must have been like in those moments to be in conflict, to not be in conflict, but to be in those spaces which are seemingly so small, right? And obviously it is, it's just, it's a, tonight is, as we always know, Marty, a really special night.
Military appreciation night is always special. It's always.
I don't think you're on still.
Can you let me know? There you go. Now my mic's on. I did a headset switcheroo with Riley Stillman.
Why would you do that? I liked how you sounded before.
Because my wire was really short, and I couldn't get closer to you, Duffer, and I needed to get closer to you. So now I did a headset switcheroo. But no, I did the tour, and it was, to me, it was very eye-opening, as you pointed out, because you see pictures and you see the living quarters and what it was like. The little phone booth. There was a little, I'll call it a phone booth, but it really was special. And the fact that all of the Sullivan brothers were on a ship together. And that doesn't happen anymore, right? We've seen the movie, Saving Private Ryan, where, like, if there's brothers in the military and something happens, they try to get them out so that the families can see them. Like, that was something very unique and special about the Sullivan brothers and with the USS Sullivan, and having it here at the Naval Park is something to do, especially now that the weather is clearing up and it's going to be summertime soon. Come out to Canal Side and go for the tour. It's pretty cool.
And obviously tonight, 6:30 on MSG, a lot of programming dedicated to Military Appreciation Day and night. For us, inside KeyBank, as Buffalo takes on the Devils. Now, great to have Riley join us right off the top here. We were very briefly talking about Devon Levi, who was practicing today in some mismatched gear. Unfortunately, he's not yet ready to go, immigration-wise. Lukanen is expected to start tonight. What do we make of, you know, the fact that Lukanen's going, that Comrie's backing up, that Levi is inching ever closer?
Okay, so Lukanen is going tonight, and you got to find a way to get on a hot streak, right? As a goaltender, you got to get in the rhythm. You got to get on a hot streak. They know that what's been happening in the month of March has not been good enough, and it's for multiple reasons. Team defense hasn't been where you want it to be. The offense hasn't been able to carry through the way that you want it to be. Mm-hmm. The goaltender's responsibility is to bail him out at times. That's not happened. So Lukanen has to get hot. And Don Granato said Comrie is good to go. So there's a chance we could see Comrie tomorrow. Craig Anderson was given the morning off, knowing that he wasn't going to be backing up tonight, and he already had three goalies on the ice. Mm-hmm. So that was a maintenance day for him. And then there's the Devon Levi factor. When is his immigration paper going to get all processed? And when will we see him in the game? The gear, I'm not worried about the gear, because, to be honest with you, there's a little story for you. My whole career, you know, we talked about my skates with Devon the other day. Mm-hmm. I wore the same pair of skates my whole career.
Yep.
I wore pretty much the same pair of pants my whole career. I started in Buffalo in 99-2000 with a pair of pants that I carried with me my whole career. I just wore a shell over it.
Right.
I put a black shell in Philly, a blue shell in New York, a lighter blue shell with the Rangers. It was Buffalo Sabres, and they still had the logos on them underneath.
Wow.
But I wore the same pants. So for Devon Levi, if this pair of pants that are Rochester Americans colors are to NHL specs, and they work well and they fit well and he likes them, well, you know what? If He wears the goat head jerseys. They put a black shell on top of it, and you're good. If they wear the blue and the royal and gold, he puts royal and gold over the top of it, and it's good. It's the colors right now is just trying to find the equipment that works for him, that is to NHL specs, and I'm not really concerned about the colors.
What do you make of the playoff picture now in the Eastern Conference after a very busy night in the NHL last night? And Buffalo sits here with two games in hand on just about everybody in the Eastern Conference race. They actually have three in hand on the Capitals, who have a critical game coming up this weekend with the Pittsburgh Penguins. Mm-hmm. Buffalo, we're back in this situation where we're talking more about the games in hand than anything else, but they start the day 8 points back of Pittsburgh, who, despite playing well of late, have actually lost 5 out of 6.
Yeah, they've lost again last night, and it was a tight game when you look at Pittsburgh and Dallas. But 80 points is where Pittsburgh is at. 82 is where the New York Islanders is at. But when you look at the Buffalo Sabres, it's basically the same gap, right? Because you have a game against the Islanders tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be in the race, tomorrow's game against the Islander is about as must win as it comes, right? You don't win that one, you are basically, you know, saying you're not going to catch the Islander. So now you're focusing on one team, and that would be either Pittsburgh or the Florida Panthers. But for me, it's the same thing. You're 8 points back, 10 points of the Islanders, but you have a game against them. So 8 points back with two games in hand. So how can you make up 4 points in the last 12 games? That's how you got to figure it out.
I think every year teams go through this, and we're already seeing Philadelphia especially, not to mention Vancouver and others in the West, that are clearly unaffected by anything right now other than their ability to play the way they want to play. At what point does that pressure that the Sabres have been feeling, that has now left them with a considerably daunting challenge to try to make, at what point does that take the back seat? At what point does it just become kind of like what they keep saying? We have to play this way. We have to get back to this. And do you sense that that might snap back into place this weekend after we just kind of looked at what the situation really is?
It was weird because I was thinking about that exactly yesterday. I was like, why is it that bad teams always have good last 10 games or last 15 games? Because they don't care. They don't have the pressure that other teams are feeling. Unfortunately for me, I feel like the Sabres will not be relieved of that pressure and that stress until they're mathematically out of it.
Okay.
I really feel that until they are still in the race and there's still a chance, they will feel that pressure. Mm-hmm. And look, you got to find a way to deal with it. If it hasn't worked the way you wanted the last week or two, dealing with the pressure, change it. Change how you approach it, you know. Take your morning skate optional. Go on the ice if you're usually not going on the ice. You know, change something to see how your body and your mind reacts to it. Mm-hmm. Right? We just talked to Riley Stillman about it's not just body. It's about the mental approach to it. How do you act and react to the stress and pressure? So I think until they are mathematically out, that pressure will still be very, very significant, and you just have to find a way to deal with it.
Who or what are you looking at specifically in this matchup tonight? Buffalo's dropped 4 in a row. They are taking on a Devils team that has just 1 win in the last 5. Now, interestingly, within that last 5, they've played Tampa 3 times, and they went 1-1-1 against the Lightning. But we also know that the Devils have basically asserted themselves as a playoff team from the outset this season. They have been remarkably consistent through injuries and challenges in goal, but the common denominator has been the consistent play of Vitek Vanacek, and he's been healthy, and his career record is pretty dazzling when you think of how decent he was with Washington last year, and then all he's done is go 29-8-4 with the Devils this year. Those are nice numbers, but we're also seeing Timo Meier for the first time. I know we're going to dive into the Devils a lot with Shayna Goldman coming up as we go around the NHL, but when you look at this matchup tonight, what are the The jumping off points, if you will.
Jumping off point for me is transition. The New Jersey Devils have a lot of speed, a lot of skills, and they like to be quick on transition. That's always been a staple of Lindy Ruff. Anywhere Lindy Ruff is coach, it's all about quick transition play. You're not going east-west, you're going north-south through the neutral zone. Mike Babcock used to have this thing where he used to say the defensive zone is the work zone, the neutral zone is the speed zone, and the offensive zone is the fun zone, right? And he would really separate all three of those. I can tell you this, Lindy has the same approach in the sense because he coached with Babcock at the Olympics and and all with Team Canada. In the neutral zone, you will rarely see a east-west pass, like a cross-ice pass. In the neutral zone, it's all about getting speed between the blue line. It's almost like he has a stopwatch on the bench, and it's how quick can you get from your own blue line to the next blue line? And he clicks it, and he says, 5 seconds, it's good. 8 seconds too long. Like, that's almost to that point. So for me, if the Sabres are good at countering that at the offensive blue line, basically at New Jersey's blue line or before the red line, you'll be good. But if you allow New Jersey to have speed all the way through the neutral zone and then enter the zone, then you're in trouble. If you give them possession time and the speed zone is wide open, you're going to be in trouble. So that's the matchup to me. And we talked about how the Sabres, their lack of transition game, their lack of rush chances, unmanned rushes, three on twos. They may be a bit of a trade-off here. Because if New Jersey likes that transition game, then if you're able to counter that by adding your own transition, it may be that kind of middle of the ice game that's going to be played here. So that's the big matchup for tonight's game that I'm going to be paying attention to.
Devils are only 2 points back at Carolina for top spot in the division. They also only have the Rangers trailing them by four. So they, it's been looking like a Rangers-Devils first round for the longest time. But now that Carolina has kind of regressed a little and dealt with the injury bug, the door is open for New Jersey to potentially snag top spot. And you know, I would assume that they will see that as a major advantage. But then again, with the Devils, you know, being back in the playoffs, if you will, we'll learn very quickly whether their style of play is in fact suited for what the playoffs are when they roll around.
The way the Rangers and Hurricanes have been playing of late, I may want that matchup in the first round. It was great hockey last night.
Yeah. Oh, no question.
Because I've been saying I want Devils New York in the first round. I've been saying it for months, but now I'm like, oh, I may like Carolina Rangers in the first round because those two teams match up well against each other.
Yeah, not a lot of shots from Carolina's standpoint last night.
No, but they still, obviously, I mean, no Svechnikov, it's going to hurt them, but they still played this game that at any moment they can turn it on. I like him.
All right, it's Sabres and Devils tonight. We haven't seen this clash since Black Friday, as a matter of fact. The week of Thanksgiving, day after Thanksgiving, it was a 3-1 Devils win here back on November 25th. And that was a real eye-opener for the Sabres, just the amount of attack and shot attempts thrown at them by the Devils that particular night, and we'll see how they counter this evening. Shayna Goldman from The Athletic as we continue live from KeyBank Center right after this on Sabres Live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.